And a good Friday morning to you. Let me remind everybody that coming up a little bit later on this morning, we've got not one, but two VIP packages to the D&D Duck Game Day event coming up tomorrow evening. In the news, a one-day event at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds this weekend brings together hundreds of volunteers and services for the low-income and the homeless. This is the fifth year for Project Connect. Spokesperson Marty Betch says they expect the biggest attendance yet.
But I'm very, very excited this year because it is going to be our biggest yet. Unfortunately, in Central Oregon, our homeless count is going up. The number of 70-plus, the number of kids 12 and under, it really breaks your heart. So this kind of an organization is really exciting because we're out there providing all kinds of services to them that they're not going to get elsewhere.
Project Connect is tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hooker Creek Event Center at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds. It's free. Contact Partnership to End Poverty if you need transportation or more information. An arrest is made in the home invasion robbery south of Sun River earlier this week. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Officers arrested 26-year-old Troy Dahl for the home invasion as well as for the robbery of a Sun River convenience store early Monday morning. Sergeant Brian Husband with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says evidence at both crime scenes led them to Dahl, who lives near the house where the home invasion occurred.
The evidence that we've collected to date from the crime scenes and also Mr. Dahl's residence is leading us to believe that he was the sole subject directly involved with both those crimes. He is now in custody, so the threat to the community is definitely taken care of.
Dahl was arrested Wednesday afternoon during a traffic stop in Jefferson County near Warm Springs. He faces robbery and burglary charges in connection with the Summit Express Market robbery and the home invasion south of Sun River. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Union protesters blocked the railroad tracks Wednesday, trying to keep incoming grain trains out of the port of Longview. A dozen arrests were made, including a woman who says her shoulder was injured by rough treatment. The ongoing protest started when the port bypassed the Longshoremen's Union and contracted with another union to load and unload the trains. A former Bend City Council candidate leads the charge to put the issue of legalizing marijuana on the Bend ballot. Ron Buzel has 2 years to collect the nearly 6,500 signatures needed to put the issue before voters. He's just starting to collect those signatures.
What we need is a change of culture. What we need to do is have a new emphasis and focus on real crime. Let our police focus on real crime. And this has always been a detractor, and it's quite frankly, it's got out of hand.
Buzel has until September 2013 to get enough support for a citywide vote. He wants to get enough signatures, though, to put it on next year's ballot. Oregon State Treasurer Ted Wheeler met with skepticism when he outlined a new vision for investing in Oregon's economic opportunities. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Ted Wheeler is proposing the Oregon Growth Mutual Fund to raise money for new business investments.
The intention is to create a tax-advantaged fund.
But State Senator Jason Atkinson says previous programs to help raise venture capital dollars have been unsuccessful.
I'm beyond frustrated as a professional trying to raise money.
Wheeler is working with business leaders to draft a proposal for the 2012 legislature that would be finalized the following year. The goal is to make it easier for businesses to raise venture capital and spur job growth. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A new children's hospital is under construction at Legacy Emmanuel. When the doors open in late February, it will also have a new name, the Randall Children's Hospital at Legacy Emmanuel. That name honors Robert D. and Marsha H. Randall and the charitable trust that's providing $10 million for the project. Marsha Randall says she always wanted to improve the lives of children so they can be successful. Fall officially arrived at 2:04 this morning. Michael Palmer with the Weather Channel says we'll have continued summer-like weather, but at least for a while.
It looks like probably the first month of fall, I think, is going to be, for the most part, on the warm side, or at least above average for this time of the year. We really didn't have much of a summer, certainly June, July, well below average, and even through the first part of August. Latter half of August and into the middle of September, that's when we had the hottest weather. We went up into the 80s and even the 90s.
Palmer says things should start to cool off by mid-October. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com and get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.